Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today, we're going to talk about awakening the crystal light body, something that's talked about in a lot of New Age literature, and I want to kind of go over what I found. I believe that it's relevant to our current transition to a different level of consciousness as we shift into the new earth, understanding at least what other channeled sources have indicated about the changes in our body can be very enlightening and interesting and may be part of our process of ascension. Check out my previous episodes on the new earth, on the shift to the new earth, on the ascension cycles to the new earth, on the star seeds in the new earth. We've been talking about the new earth a lot lately. And in particular, this is coming from a book called In Resonance by Jasmuheen. And in addition to that, a text called Revelations from an Archangel, Ascensions to the 12th Dimension by Archangel Ariel, discussion of the crystalline light structure of matter. We are aware that while the planet is undergoing a shift to a higher frequency, because she is a living, moving energy system, all who reside within her energy fields will experience a certain alignment according to this channeled source. What many experience naturally as the planet undergoes her transformation, which is what is termed the creation of the light body. We may experience this as it occurs, it is manifesting in our energy fields, flu or headaches. Many are enthusiastic and joyous at these changes. So I wanted to cover practical things that we can consciously do to build and increase the light quotient in our bodies. According to this literature, which is very helpful, tuning ourselves to the higher octaves of light, changing our vibrational frequency, has been explored extensively on previous episodes of the podcast. And I will briefly summarize and add a few additional techniques to accelerate this process. The process of transition into light, according to these sources, is a gradual one. We're not matter one day and pure light the next. Our energy fields are infused with and realigned to light gradually, or else we would experience electrical burnout. In the text Revelations from Archangel Ascension in the 12th Dimension, Archangel Ariel states that the entire crystalline structure of matter was activated to third level light body for all planetary inhabitants in 1989. Creation of the light body is due to the planet's current transition process and is not an optional experience or process. Beings not wishing to be part of this process at this time will choose death by accident, natural disaster, decay, or disease. As mentioned previously, it is foretold they will continue their cycle of evolution on another planet of frequency comparable to their own. There is no judgment. It is just the changing nature of energy. According to Ariel, the light body is gradually created through the transmutation of our current physical body as it mutates and absorbs more light. Again, this is interconnected with the realignment of our energy fields to higher frequencies and higher octaves of light. And the following information describes the actual physical process and common symptoms as this change occurs. We are all evolving and absorbing light at our own pace. Some are consciously working with these changes, and so their transmutation is quicker. Some are unaware and are absorbing this light and change in direct relation to the planetary change. Keep in mind that everything in the universe is composed of light. A plant exists because of its capability to take in sunlight and store that energy within a carbon bond. Humans consume plants in the form of biophotons or quantum bundles of light energy. Every metabolic and catabolic reaction in plants, animals, and humans is indirectly controlled by these biophotons. Check out the internet for more information about biophotonics. You can just look that up and its relationship to your survival on Earth. The crystalline light body is the required evolutionary physical form that is utilized by a fifth dimensional spirit and soul. As you consider light body awakening and activation, you will gain an understanding of the science of light or biophotonics. Then you'll begin to understand the importance of a light body designed to absorb photons of light as its main source of physical energy. So are you ready to awaken your light body? There's some questions you can ask yourself. Have you been on a spiritual path for several years? Are you aware that you are much more than just a physical body? Is your spiritual growth important to you and in your daily activities? Do you realize that you are a special creation with unlimited capabilities? Are you aware that you have a soul and a higher self and that they are very important in a multidimensional reality? Is finding and knowing your inner purpose important to you? Are you sufficiently open-minded to consider the alternative thoughts could be very helpful to you? Do you trust your intuition for help in solving daily challenges? Have you developed a belief that you create your reality with your thoughts? Do you set aside time to pray or meditate or listen to your higher self? Have you learned to control your emotional body? Do you believe with all your being that you can have a joyful and abundant life now? Do you have an interest in raising your state of consciousness? Do you believe in the new earth? And if you answer to yes to the majority of these questions, then you are ready to proceed to request help in your light body awakening and activation. You know within you that you came to Earth for a purpose. In addition, you know you have an opportunity to learn more about spiritual energies and to understand how those energies can influence your daily activities. Therefore, seek help with books, internet, YouTube videos, workshops, seminars. Continue doing what you're doing when you listen to my podcast and others that are similar, and apply what you learn to help with your preparation for ascension. A lot of people are experiencing the light body awakening now. You see them on YouTube and they're telling you their own personal experiences. And these are important because as we awaken and experience a change in our body, we will also see others doing it and we can learn from them. So let's talk about the definition of a light body awakening. In order for souls to take in a physical body and incarnate upon a low frequency third dimensional planet, they had to agree to forget their past, lower their frequency, and densify. Since that decision, after a chronological sequence of several thousand years, a now time has been reached for planet Earth. That now time was when maximum separation and densification had become very compacted. That densification cycle is ending for planet Earth and a new expansion cycle has begun. As planet Earth enters this expansion cycle, those density and separation patterns are reversing. Within this changing cycle of the universe, the solar system and planet Earth have begun to reverse the previous densification process by increasing the frequency of everything. As the frequency of everything increases, everything becomes less dense. In order for the creations upon planet Earth to survive, they must be synchronized with these new high-frequency energies. As planet Earth evolves from third to fourth and fifth densities, in order for humans to survive, they must shift to these higher frequencies or leave. Similar evolutionary separation processes and recovery phases have been repeated many times on many planets throughout the universe. As the planet and those inhabitants that are interested raise their frequency to ascension status, each inhabitant becomes less dense and lighter in weight. Recall that we are using an evolutionary-based 12-dimensional model to describe these events. A majority of humans on Earth currently reside within third density. The fourth density consciousness of the astral plane is partially emotionally based. These two density planes, third and fourth, make up the lower creation world, a state of being that is quite dense and involves the creation of illusions of separation. The lower creation world is the only density state where souls can play the game of separation. You came to the creator school called Earth to discover and determine what it was like to be separated, manipulate matter, create illusions, and experience pain and suffering. You actually signed up to experience these lessons before you came to Earth. Those experiences have provided you an opportunity to discover various solutions that would solve each challenge. Each challenge lesson has been a means by which you should have improved your creative skills and as a result facilitated your efforts to create a godlike soul. This game of densification and separation at these lower density states has been in progress during the 10,800-year dark cycle. When you entered this dark cycle to come to Earth Creator School, you were required to lose your memory and had your axiational lines connecting you to your oversoul severed. At the same time, each incarnated soul gave up 11 strands of their DNA and took on an animal-like body for transportation. As a result, brain function was altered, genetic codes for aging were activated, and a death hormone was created to help terminate the physical body. The objective was to create conditions that would shorten each incarnational period or physical lifespan to less than 100 years. With a shortened lifespan, it is possible to have reviews more frequent to help accelerate one's spiritual evolution. At the end of each incarnation, the spirit returns beyond the veil to have its spiritual progress measured. Once various life experiences are reviewed and related to other incarnations, a new contract is prepared for the next incarnation. The physical body we agree to take on appears to have limited our spiritual capabilities. By taking on our physical body, we have to spend considerable time taking care of it. Also, we spend a large amount of time setting up and working out duality challenges. Some believe these two activities slow spiritual progress. Others are unhappy with how the body restricts their movement across the earth's surface. A few would like to escape all of these challenges. Others have a tendency to abuse their physical bodies when they think of its limitations. Some really enjoy the games people play and just sit back to watch the actors. You may know a few who concentrate on enjoying the sensational capabilities of their physical body. For example, some individuals emphasize the pleasures of sex, the tastes of food and drink, and a joy of accumulating things. Others appear to dislike their physical body and exhibit the following: I'm not going to let you play. I'm not going to pay any attention to what you're telling me. I'm going to make you miserable by my attempt to escape through drugs and other abuses. The current opportunity to awaken your light body has come about because of the current passage of the earth into and through the photon belt. The solar system and earth have moved into a 2,160-year photon belt light cycle that began in 1987. At that time, the earth re-entered the photon belt containing new high-frequency light energies from the great central sun. These energies become available to help raise all of creation's frequencies so they could become less dense. A shift that facilitates light body activation has been made possible by the light that has been coming into the planet by ever-increasing amounts of 20 years. This light is carrying information from the fifth dimension, the realm of love where your higher consciousness resides. This new light is helping to awaken your inner being to the love that makes up your higher consciousness. As a result, when you awaken to seek your full potential and remember who you really are and why you're on Earth, now you can evolve more rapidly. Little by little, this new light sparks threads of memory to surface in your mental body. As a result, you experience the need within to awaken to your full potential. You can begin to remember that you are on an evolutionary path. By following that path, you can take advantage of the opportunity to shift to the higher states of dimensional consciousness and join the new earth during the shift. Your new crystalline light body will be designed for the fifth dimension and capable of utilizing the many new energies arriving on Earth. During the past 11,000 years, many of you have incarnated on planet Earth. For those many years, your crystalline light body has laid dormant. That is, this high-frequency body has been dormant since the flood, when Atlantis and Lemuria sank under the ocean. To prevent this fifth dimension body from being activated too early before the adequate preparations have been made, specific crystal-like structures were installed to block the light energies coming from the photon belt. Those crystal-like blocking structures are now being removed and are cleared to allow the light energies to enter your bodies. To regain your potential fifth dimension light body states, humans are required to ask their higher self for assistance in activating the etheric holographic template and have their axiational lines reconnected. These upgrades will facilitate an energy flow through the axiational lines, assist in reactivating your DNA, and reconnect the axiational lines to your meridian system. Please check out my episode on starseed DNA activation and the new earth. This connection will also activate the axial circulatory system and restructure various spin points on and within your bodies. Also check out the chapter in Dolores Cannon's book, The Three Waves of Volunteers, on the new bodies. For these events to take place, the human energy system must become linked to the electromagnetic and subtle energy fields of the Earth. There are many new energy fields arriving on Earth to assist in making various cellular changes in your physical body. These energy fields are all designed to help create your new bodies. You cannot take your old worn-out body through the portals to the new earth. The body you take with you will need to be compatible with the new earth's frequencies. Chakra function and the light body awakening. One of the other major shifts that will be part of the light body awakening according to this material and its activation relates to the function of your chakras. Humans have a total of 7 major chakras plus the alpha and omega chakras. These 7 major chakras, starting at the base of the spine to the top of the head, are called the base, spleen, navel, heart, throat, brow, and crown chakras. 2 additional important chakras, the alpha and omega chakras, must become functional for light body activation. Once these 2 new chakras become activated, they will raise your brain power from 10% to 20% to 25%. The alpha chakra is located approximately 8 inches above the crown chakra, and the omega chakra is located approximately 8 inches to 12 inches below the base chakra at the lower end of the spine. The alpha chakra connects the lower bodies with its upper dimensional counterparts. The omega chakra anchors the lower bodies across the holographic grid of the earth in many of your incarnations. In addition, the activation of these new chakras will be required for the ascension process. 2 of these new chakras are connected to your etheric mind and the omni brain. Once these 2 new chakras become activated, they will raise your brain power from 10% up to 20 to 25%. To facilitate many of the requirements for light body awakening, additional energy must flow through the prana tube running down the center of your body. Once the alpha and omega chakras are open and operating correctly, you should experience a wave of energy called the wave of Metatron. These magnetic, electric, and gravitational waves oscillate back and forth through the alpha and omega chakras. These new energy waves support the flow of prana through the prana tube along the waves of Metatron. Once these energies begin flowing, they will coordinate and assist the physical body genetic mutations. These biochemical transformations will harmonize with pre-existing template of your immortal body of light to help you create your own crystalline light body. In order to support changes in the physical body, new grids must be laid down which connect the chakras directly to the spin points on the skin surface. As a result, these grids connect to the chakras to the axiational lines, grid patterns, running across the body's surface. Because of these changes, the new chakras and new energy flow patterns assist the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies to merge into one unified field. The unified energy field then connects to and receives energy from the oversoul body in the 7th density. As a result, the whole energy system becomes synchronized with universal waves and pulses arriving from the great central sun and previously mentioned sources. Gradually, these new energy flow patterns within and on the body will be recalibrated to optimize the flow of body fluids through the new auxiliary circulatory system. Within your new physical body, new patterns of energy flow will be fine-tuned to use the high-energy molecules adenosine triphosphate ATP and adenosine diphosphate ADP. Required for many body functions. Once your crystalline light body has been completed, the ATP and ADP will be produced directly from light received from the sun and photon belt. As part of the transition to wholeness, the 2 hemispheres right and left of the brain must merge. As this happens, you can move out of the local brain to the higher self, and then on to the more spiritually based omni-brain called the universal brain. One method for amplifying one's brain power is by utilizing prana breathing. During prana breathing, you visualize and consciously bring prana energy through the crown chakra into the pineal gland. This additional prana energy activates dormant brain stem cells. As you continue to use this exercise, your brain capacity will increase. If you feel a little off-center or dizzy and have trouble remembering after the activation, just realize that these feelings are just an indication that the prana breathing is working and you are changing. Gradually, these experiences will subside and your new capabilities will become evident. Once the stem cells of the brain have been activated and prana breathing becomes automatic, then the major organs containing stem cells can be activated. Thus, by using prana breathing and working with your higher self, you can activate all of those other stem cells throughout your body. The activating of the stem cells within all organs of the body will facilitate your creation of new body parts. Realize that you can activate the desired energetic characteristics of any gland or organ by activating their resting stem cells. You have a responsibility to ask for these changes to take place. That activation process is not automatic or immediate. Now that you understand a little more about the anticipated changing energy patterns, let us focus on the 3 new chakras. The three new chakras exhibit the colors gold, pearl, and blue-green. The third new chakra activated is the gold chakra located above the crown of your head. This new chakra becomes a part of the omni-brain and can help optimize communications with your higher self. As you summon your higher self for assistance, you may visualize a mist of golden light that flows through this chakra. As this takes place, listen with your feelings, not your ears. You'll feel intuitive thoughts coming through that relate to your requests. To assist this enlightening experience, continue to prana breathe. If you sense that you are becoming lightheaded, just relax and visualize moving these energies down into your physical body. The new pearl appearing chakra becomes active as a guidance system for all the new light frequencies entering your body. The observed pearl essence is your true spiritual essence. This represents who you truly are, a pearl appearing essence. Remember, the physical body is an illusion created by consciousness. You are not your body. Many are anticipating the return of the ascended masters such as Jesus, Buddha, and the Lady Kuan Yin. When they return, they will not return in their physical bodies, but in the etheric body of beautiful pearl essence. The new blue-green chakra symbolizes the truth of all truths because of its design. This chakra opens up for the receipt of the highest possible truths. You can use this blue-green chakra when your thoughts are in absolute truth. Any attempt to pass false information or a lie through the blue-green chakra will meet with failure. Also, that thought will come out somewhere else within the body's energy system. When this happens, you will know something is out of kilter. During the duality game of the third dimension, the structural features of the chakras were deliberately limited so that they could only transduce energy from the astral plane. In a sense, these chakras were partially sealed. As a result, the energy vortex associated with each chakra took on the shape of a cone. You will recall that the five central chakras had a cone opening projecting outwards the front of the body and another cone opening projecting toward the back. Where the narrow points of these two cones touch inside the center of the body, a seal can form that closes the chakra down. These seals were purposely allowed to be partially closed down a chakra for safety purposes. That sealing can become more severe when mental and emotional debris accumulate from the negative aspect of your duality lessons. That sealing process has helped maintain the cone-shaped configuration and helped reduce energy flow through these five central chakras. However, realize this clogging can become excessive within the third density of Earth's lessons. We frequently observe two major chakras, the crown and base chakras, close down. As the clogging proceeds, the speed of the chakra vortex spin slows down and may actually stop, closing down one or more chakras. As a result, the meridian system is starved for energy, and when clogging becomes excessive, the overall results are various imbalances and sickness. When an extreme amount of chakra clogging occurs, death can result. By gaining control of both the mental and emotional bodies, the blocking debris are less likely to accumulate and can be cleared out. Currently, within many humans on Earth, the efficiency of the chakras are significantly reduced because of the mental and emotional turmoil. As a part of the light body activation process, the seals in the central points of the cone-shaped vortexes must be cleared of all mental and emotional debris. The clearing process should proceed slowly. A rapid clearing could result in excessive energy flow, an overload of your energy circuits. Once the clearing is completed, the spinning vortexes change to a spherical shape. This process allows the activated chakras to slowly open up and radiate energy in all directions. As a result, the energy flow patterns become capable of transducing these new energies into useful energies. Gradually, as the body sheds accumulated debris, the spherical blueprint of the new chakra system makes it impossible for debris to accumulate. These new spherically shaped energy vortexes gradually expand in size until all the chakras merge into one unified energy field. These changes are a component part of the ascension preparation activities. As the unification progresses, eventually all the lower chakras will be absorbed into the blue-green heart chakra. To create and project a conscious untruth has some very undesirable consequences within the higher dimensions. When this unified energy field has been created, your heart chakra will become your base chakra. Your new blue-green chakra and current throat chakra will join to become your truth chakra. Once the truth chakra has been functional, you will need to exercise extreme caution when creating a thought. If you use your truth chakra to speak your truth, various events associated with that thought will be in truth, and that truth will be projected outward. As a result, others with the ability to sense projected thoughts will pick up the projected truth. Likewise, if you have created an untruth, that will also be projected out, and others will sense that untruth. To create and project a conscious untruth has some very undesirable consequences within the higher dimensional states of consciousness. With the three new chakras, you will not hear with your physical ears. You will hear with your awareness, just as you listen to your higher self and God Goddess within you. When you sense untruths with your awareness, when someone else communicates untruths towards you, immediately you will know, because it will not resonate with your value system. That is, once these new chakras have become activated and the unification of your previous chakras is complete, new behavior patterns will be required. You no longer have the option of manipulation of duality concepts by utilizing both truths and untruths. Therefore, proceed slowly and give careful consideration to learn how these new chakras work. Misuse of these new chakras can cause you new challenges. Were you to create a thought form that contained an untruth, it would damage your energy system. It is time to start now to project only truth. The 12 stages of light body awakening. First, second, and third light body awakening stages began and were in progress between 1987 and 1989, according to Ariel, when the entire crystalline structure of matter within all humans on Earth was activated. This was not an optional choice. Everyone had his or her structures altered. Many humans intuitively sensed there would be a need to make significant changes in their lives in order to graduate. A large number of these did not want to go through the task of completing the light body awakening and activation procedures and have left or are leaving. They were not ready to experience the many changes during this lifetime. In many cases, their emotional and mental bodies were not strong enough to eliminate all forms of fear. Their higher self also realized that their soul and consciousness was not prepared to deal with the multitude of changes and related traumatic and bumpy events leading up to and including happenings during the shift. To those of you reading who plan to graduate and ascend, allow me to reemphasize the need to add love to all your energy systems and levels of mind, conscious, subconscious, and superconscious, to neutralize all forms of hate and fear. Yes, the effort involved in activating your crystalline light body will require self-discipline, dedication, and persistence. However, that effort will be worth every moment you invest. The first stage of light body awakening involves a change in your DNA codes. It may appear as if a light bulb has gone on within your DNA and a still small voice within gives you the message. It's time to cease the separation and density game. It's time to awaken your light body and go home. For many humans that have planned to graduate, that process began several years ago. During the years when you were going through the first stage light body awakening, there would be genetic mutations taking place. These mutations could have caused many different physical body symptoms depending on your individual state of consciousness. Some experienced flu symptoms, some have had headaches, and others had vomiting, diarrhea, rashes, muscle aches, and other similar symptoms. One dramatic evidence of this change occurred during March of 1988 when a flu epidemic affected millions on Earth. This upgrade in the genetic makeup of human DNA has occurred many times in the history of the human race. Extraterrestrial genetic engineers have altered the human DNA genome many times with the assistance of new energies available during periods of galactic shifts. Bits and pieces of genetic encoding from 383 ascending planets within the universe have been assembled to create your physical human body. Many advanced extraterrestrial biological engineers have periodically worked within different sectors of the Milky Way galaxy to structure the existing human energy system, according to Robert Pettit. All of your energy systems are biochemically guided from instructions provided by thousands of genetic codes. Many of these genetic codes originated from the 383 ascending planets. The activation of these genetic codes has been used to create all the organs, glands, tissues, liquids, and metabolic systems that help maintain the human physical body in its present form. The first level of light body awakening was designed to alter your physical body uses and how it metabolizes energy. After the awakening process began, some of your cells began to directly metabolize light. In order to take advantage of this ability to metabolize light, you need to obtain some sunlight during the day. Your biological ability to use sunlight has opened a completely new area of science called biophotonics. Light is primarily photons, the foundation for this new science. Photons derived from foods have always controlled all metabolic systems within living cells. Every second in an active cell, there are 100,000 chemical biophotonic reactions taking place. Those reactions can only proceed when they have been activated by a photon with a certain frequency. Biophotons function in a well-designed rhythmic pattern that consists of a series of coherent light emissions operating at the quantum level. The degree of coherence these biophotons can be correlated with the quality of an individual's biological system. Scientists have known for many years that DNA molecules send messages to control a cell's metabolic processes. Recently, scientists have discovered that the genetic messages from the DNA regulate the flow of photons to specific chemical reactions within living cells. Thus, the DNA controls metabolism through the process of releasing biophotons of different frequencies. Biophoton emissions can be measured to determine the health of an organism, a plant, and a body part. The emerging field of biophotonics is capable of measuring the emissions from various chemical molecules to determine their potential reactivity. For example, measurements of biophoton emissions from a molecular structure can be correlated with its potential reactivity. These measurements relate molecular toxicity and the molecule's mutagenic or antibiotic properties. Biophoton emission readings can also help determine food quality. Biophotons, or light particles of different frequencies, can function in many different ways. For example, cancer-causing chemicals can alter the biophoton emissions within certain body cells. In contrast, a chemical extracted from mistletoe releases biophotons that convert cancer cells back to normal cells. Within a living cell, these biophotons travel through microtubules to reach their destinations. Chemicals that interfere with normal healthy metabolism scramble the biophotons, limiting their ability to move through these microtubules. The measure of how these changes have influenced the human metabolism can be correlated with the measurement of high-energy phosphate bonds within the chemical composition of cells. Cell metabolism relies upon these high-energy phosphate bonds, triphosphate and adenosine diphosphate, ADP and ADP, to supply energy to the metabolic system. Thus, a measure of the new level of ATP and ADP within cells indicates how efficient the ongoing metabolic process is. Before light body activation, the cells took in food energy that contained stored biophotons and converted the energy into ATP. This ATP originated from the action of the cell mitochondria with three phosphate molecules combined to store photon energy released during the metabolism of foods. Some of that ATP can lose one phosphate group to form ADP, as the ATP releases one phosphate molecule atom, an energy bond is broken and that photon energy is released into the cell. As light body awakening and activation proceeds, a series of latent DNA encodements light up, activate, and begin to give instructions to the cells to recognize light as a new energy source. At first, when this change was recognized, the cells did not know what to do with this information. However, the cells bathed in light began to fully absorb a new color of light and produce lots of ATP in bursts. The cells had not yet absorbed enough light to stabilize the process, and the ATP rapidly broke down to ADP. As a result, cellular metabolism sped up rapidly. As this activity proceeded, many types of adverse energies, toxins, negative emotions, adverse thought forms were released to create various symptoms in the body, such as flu-like symptoms. Keep in mind that because of the fall into third density, your brain function was separated into a duality mode of right and left brain activities. Also, the duality mode altered the structural features of the nerve synapses within the brain. Those synapse functions were rewired for third density activities. In addition, because of the fall, the pineal and pituitary glands were reduced in size. As a result, their functional efficiency was drastically reduced. Following first stage light body activation, it is evident that brain chemistry has begun to change and new synapses, junctions between two nerve cells, have formed. Second stage of light body awakening. The second stage of light body awakening relates to your six-dimensional etheric blueprint. The awakening procedures begin to release some fourth-dimensional structures which tie to the individual to other lifetimes. As these fourth-dimensional structures become awakened, your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies begin to change. Old useless programs begin to be released and or cleared to make way for all the new programs. This series of changes can cause considerable tiredness to avoid excess stress on various bodies. This stage of awakening is proceeding slowly. Many reading these words have completed the stage 2 of light body awakening. In order to determine your progress, make sure your pendulum dowsing, different pendulum, this is actually using a pendulum to determine yes or no to a question, is 100% accurate, and record and monitor all of your light body awakening energy levels. Third stage light body awakening. During the third state activation, the axiotonal spin points on the body surface open to allow undifferentiated light from the oversoul to pour in. Third stage light body awakening was started within the bodies of those humans who had begun preparing for graduation as early as 1994. As these third level changes have proceeded, your physical sensing system has become more sensitized and thus strengthened. Although the senses have been strengthened, the specific sense, which is elevated in sensitivity, may vary with each individual. For some, the sense of smell has become enhanced. For others, the sense of feel may be increased to where the chair they sit in becomes uncomfortable. Often in association with third stage light body activation, sexual activities become much more enjoyable. This change has been quite evident in the last several years. This is why sexual activity of young people has dramatically increased and a rise in pregnancies has resulted. The third stage activation has triggered many other physical body changes. During third stage activation, the axiotonal spin points on the body surface open to allow undifferentiated light from the oversoul to pour in. As a result, a fifth dimensional axial circulatory system begins to form. This new system feeds energy along the axiotonal lines through the spin points, which in turn activates related spin points within every cell of the physical body. As a result, each cell is exposed to new light frequencies. As the cells become accustomed to this change, increased light becomes usable energy and more ATP is produced. However, less of it is converted to ADP. Simultaneously, the energy flowing in through the spin points produces sound and light of different frequencies that are utilized by the dormant DNA encodements and ribonucleic acid. These genetic changes alter specific metabolic reactions. Before light body activation, the RNA was a one-way messenger to guide the cell as to what protein to synthesize. That one-way system was a closed system that ensured the termination of the physical body after a given period. Following light body activation, the RNA will become a two-way messenger system that changes cell metabolism. Consequently, the one-way system is gradually being closed down as light body activation proceeds. That change within the RNA messenger system and the related change in metabolism will help protect those individuals interested in spiritual ascension. Remember, those changes related to light body activation will allow the human energy system to utilize more light from the photon belt to maintain its functional features. These changes are taking place on many different planets within the Milky Way galaxy. As a result, these activation procedures have a set point which has connected many planets in the galaxy energetically. Many of these third dimensional planets are also simultaneously ascending to higher states of dimension. When these shifts have been completed, there will be no more astral energy patterns on these planets. They will have ascended to fourth, fifth density. Also, those associated astral parallel realities will change form. Realize that it has taken billions of years for this universe to create conditions for the densification and separation of entities into a duality configuration as a part of the grand experiment. That long-term experiment or game, which began to be closed down, terminated in 1987, is being revised or upgraded in less than 20 years. That is, upon planet Earth, the duality game will have been terminated and a new game will have been initiated as a much higher frequency within the fifth density and fifth state of dimensional consciousness. Never before within this universe, that is, for several billion years, has an opportunity of this magnitude been available. For the first time, those spirits created by all that is, the Creator, God, Goddess, have an opportunity to create a new crystalline light body and ascend to a new earth without going through the death process. As an evolving soul, you have experienced a multitude of interrelationships as a student in Creator School on many different low-frequency third-density planets in this universe. Those schools are closing down. During the period between 2012 and 2020, that third-density play is over and you have an opportunity to return to the higher states of dimension and set up a new play, a new game. A multitude of advanced souls and light workers have incarnated on Earth to assist in helping set up the new play and assist those interested in the graduation and ascension. Your assistance is needed in this massive shift in consciousness. You have a choice, a very important choice to make. Therefore, monitor your every thought very carefully. Your positive visionary thought forms will create the new earth you have dreamed about. Your other alternative is to ignore this opportunity and continue your duality game on another third density planet. It will be impossible for you to retain your current third, fourth density bodies designed for lower frequencies and survive on a fourth, fifth density new earth. Your third density body will be unable to tolerate those higher frequencies without significant physical damage. From a spiritual and or scientific point of view, to think and to know that your low frequency body could survive on a higher frequency planet violates universal law. You'll be required to have a silicon-based crystalline light body for the new earth. Fourth stage of light body awakening. Fourth stage of light body awakening triggers a massive change in brain chemistry and a change in the electromagnetic features of the brain. To assist these changes, regulator crystals will be and are being installed within your etheric body. As a result, you may experience cluster headaches, chest pains, blurry vision, and your hearing may become difficult. The two hemispheres of the brain have begun to fire across the hemispheres at the same time. If your body consciousness tries to stop this firing pattern, you feel yucky. Some have felt electrical energy flowing across their head and down the spine. Also, you may experience non-linear thinking for a while and then switch to a now pattern with no concern for the future. Those feelings may have become frightening at first. Just relax, and they will dissipate shortly. Then, the mental body begins to realize it is not running the show any longer. As a result, a degree of uncertainty sweeps in, and your mental body has difficulty knowing what is real and unreal. You receive impulses of thoughts, new approaches to consider. Then the mental body screams out, "Wait a minute! What is happening here?" The mental body is trying to retain control, even though it knows everything is changing. You begin to experience telepathy, clairvoyance, and channeling of spiritual entities. Once again, the mental body attempts to clamp down and states all that stuff is illusion and you're delusionary, living in an imaginary world. Just be patient and let your mind know that everything is okay. As you take control of the chattering mind and gain mental control of your ego, you can discover a purpose for the changes you're going through. Then assure yourself that your mental body's functional efficiency is in divine order, that you are preparing for a journey that is more exciting than any vacation trip you have ever taken. You'll be joining with many other loving souls on a journey so wonderful, words will hardly explain the experience. All of these like-minded souls will have chose the same vacation destination, the new earth. There will be no degree of doubt about your conscious choice to graduate when you discover how extremely happy and excited you will be upon arrival. Fifth stage of light body awakening. In the fifth stage is where the mental body says, "Maybe I should try to follow spirit. I'm not sure it's going to work, but I might as well try and find out what will happen." Once you experience the fifth stage light body awakening, your dream experience gradually change and you begin to remember more of your dreams. Some experience lucid dreaming where the dream time becomes real, just like experiences you have in the physically awakened state. Some may feel like they are going crazy again because of the non-linear events that occur all in the now. Then again, the mental body screams out, "Wait a minute, I can't control this pattern. What if this causes my body to experience death?" Ask the mental body to relax. You could say to your mental body, "Let's just enjoy the trip." A part of this is just like a child saying, "Yeah, we're going to the light," and you experience joy and happiness. Then the old grumpy mental body jumps in and complains again. You're beginning to sense the two halves of yourself. You realize you're more than what you thought you were. You're opening and closing to your new self. Your spirit is trying to get your mental body to surrender its control so you can become fully conscious of your multidimensionality and potential as you shift to the higher states of dimensional consciousness. Sixth stage of light body awakening. As you proceed through stage 6, you may notice objects become less solid and some items may disappear. You look at your hand and it may appear semi-solid. The sixth stage of light body awakening is where your spirit is guiding you to those who can help you understand what this process of crystalline light body awakening involves. Books may come your way and your higher self begins to give you mental impressions of what will work best. Then opportunities to attend a workshop or group discussions become available. And as you attend these gatherings, you'll meet new individuals with related experiences they are willing to share. This is a time to open, at the same time use spiritual discernment to make sure the activity and the information received serves your best interest and can help you along your spiritual journey. Oftentimes when you go through the sixth stage of light body awakening, you have experiences of objects becoming less solid. In addition, you may have some items around your residence that just disappear for no apparent reason. You look down at your hand and it appears semi-solid, as if it is unable to sense what is touching. When you may observe a series of events in one big picture, the mental body is now functioning much differently and the changes can become frightening. This is the time to clear away fear by implanting love for yourself and realizing that these changes are for the highest good. If you can survive the fifth and sixth stages of light body activation, you are home free and can make it the rest of the way. Some humans who have progressed to sixth stage light body awakening find these new experiences very uncomfortable. They may ask themselves, do I want to continue with this program? Do I want to be here? Or what have I got myself into and what's the best way to get out? When these thoughts come up, the best approach is to ask your higher self for assistance in choosing the most appropriate path for your spiritual evolution. Your higher self may indicate that you should hang in there and work through these challenges of change. Many have heard the higher self whisper loud and clear, "You have come this far, now is not the time to give up." Quite frequently, when you reach the stage of light body awakening, you can find someone to assist you in working through the challenges. If you can survive the fifth and sixth stages of light body activation, you are home free and can make it the rest of the way. Be kind to yourself while you are going through stage six of light body awakening, because this is where your identity comes into question. Your friends may begin to leave you because you are odd or weird. You may lose your job and have financial challenges. When this happens, find new friends and a new job that is more fun and fulfilling. Remember, the fifth dimension is where unity consciousness becomes the prime pattern of existence. And here, love will become the most important motivating factor in your life. However, your higher self could also indicate that you're not ready to graduate and ascend to the higher states of dimension. When you can drop out, choose death, and thereafter look for another third dimensional planet to continue your lessons, there will always be another opportunity somewhere in a future now to graduate and ascend from the lower densities. Recall in your mind that all created spirits and associated souls are eternal and endless. Observe closely what is going on all over the planet. Open your sensing system and listen to the still small voice within. Observe closely what is going on all over the planet. Open up your inner sensing system and listen to the still small voices within. Then realize you are a perfect spirit created in the image of God, and you are a vast, multidimensional being that can do anything. You have the opportunity to ask and receive. Consider that as you read these thoughts, there are many other thoughts behind these words. Listen within to those thoughts. They may be the most important ones for you. This may be your wake-up call to hang in there, and with the help of your higher self, guardian angels, spiritual assistants, family and friends, you now have the choice to get with the crystalline light body awakening and activation program in earnest and move on to stage 7. The seventh stage of the light body awakening is where you open up the new heart chakra and become involved in working more intensively with your emotional body. Here, playfulness opens up and you reach out to hug others, hug a tree, enjoy the beauties of nature, and become childlike. The blocks lodged within your emotional body begin to come up to be cleared, because you now realize you will need those removed in order to express your divinity and your vast capabilities. Request that the mental body become synchronized with the emotional body, and together these bodies will be capable of releasing all old stored emotions much easier. As the cleansing process continues, you may experience sadness, cry easily, get angry, yell, and then you want to laugh and be happy. Your activities become concentrated within the now, with little concern about what happened back there in the world of illusionary space-time, where past and future events were of concern. Be in the present. It really feels good. You can tell yourself, my past now is gone. My future now is where I am now. The energy you save by living in the now can be used for many joyous experiences. Be alert to how your emotional body is attempting to remove many of its old patterns of responding to events and people in a judgmental way. Fear-related thoughts that have been stored within your body somewhere about family members, friends, co-workers, etc., they need to be released. These old patterns are beginning to surface. As these patterns surface, exercise caution and hold back from returning to those previous undesirable reactive patterns or conflicts. Avoid all judgmental attitudes towards others. In addition, be slow to judge yourself. Your new relationships will be based on elimination of emotional attachments and the practice of acceptance. Be patient with yourself and those who fail to realize how they damage themselves using judgmental patterns. In the seventh stage of the light body awakening, the heart chakra opens wider, and as a result, some individuals feel chest pains. These pains are different from a heart attack or an imbalance within the heart region. Once the heart chakra has been opened sufficiently, it can be used as a gateway that can help you travel interdimensionally. These new opportunities take time to become functionally efficient. On third density Earth, the human heart chakra had a membrane that prevented you from experiencing interdimensionality and multidimensionality fully. Within the third density, you were restricted from using your heart chakra as a gateway to other dimensions by a membrane. Because of the changes initiated during the first three stages of light body awakening, that membrane has slowly been removed. Removal of that membrane will give the heart chakra predominance over your other chakras. That predominance relates to previously discussed opening up or creation of the unified chakra. This may be the reason we see more people reporting that they're traveling or shifting through realities. Therefore, it would be quite helpful to locate and practice an effective unified chakra meditation to assist various aspects of light body awakening. Assisting the chakra merger will also help improve the efficiency of your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. The whole process will allow your bodies to handle increased amounts of new high frequency energies with different energetic characteristics. I will look into creating one of these in the future. During the seventh light body awakening, the activation of your pineal and pituitary glands begins to open up and regain their designed purpose. When the pituitary becomes fully functional, the aging process will be terminated. The production of the death hormone will be replaced with the production of a rejuvenation hormone. As a result, it becomes obvious the individual gradually looks younger and more energetic. Also, the pineal and pituitary gland functions together to help create a rainbow of light known as the Arc of the Covenant. That rainbow of light energy arcs back and forth over the head from the fourth eye to the third eye. These energy patterns are part of the decoding mechanism for higher dimensional communications that you will utilize in the future. Another interesting change will be the opening up of the fourth eye. Most people have heard of the third eye located in the center of the forehead. The fourth eye is located on the top of the head, near where the soft spot is located. For some individuals, that fourth eye opens easily. For others, its opening is more difficult because of the etheric covering must be removed before it opens. That fourth eye will be an important part of your sensing system for opening your multidimensional sight. When you're gradually working through the seventh level of light body awakening and activation, your energy system is functioning within the fourth level of dimension. Many individuals who have reached this stage of awakening have become energy workers and light workers. Because of their awakened state, they are able to move subtle energies for many different purposes. Sometimes these individuals have been called healers. To call upon a healer can be a misnomer when misused. No one can heal another individual. Every individual is responsible for healing himself or herself. Actually, when an individual human incarnate is called a healer, there is often a sense of ego involved. An individual who has an intact soul together, maintains a high light quotient, and has emphasized service to others can channel energy to someone in need, make a specific request, and direct those energies with projected intent for your own personal repatterning or for assisting of others. Many people going through the seventh light body awakening and activation stage develop what some call manic depression. One instant they are on top of the world and feel they can do anything. The next instant they feel worthless and indicate, I can't do anything right. They bounce back and forth from the concepts that were left over from duality thinking and then jump into the concepts of their multidimensional oneness. This bouncing around is one sign that the shift in your consciousness is occurring Life during the stage of light body awakening and activation has become a paradox that is being resolved through these changing manic depressive type symptoms. Allow each modality to fully express itself and live within the center of the paradox, where each modality has an opportunity for its valid expression. One fear the mental body has during these changes is that if I become aware of my multidimensional nature, will I be able to function within my physical reality? Have no concern, you will be able to function more efficiently physically when there is a need. Just recognize that you will be spending more time in different states of dimension. You will also recognize that it will take practice to become familiar with your new paradigm for living. You can anticipate an expanded range of exciting experiences that open up a completely new world. New possibilities and probabilities will open up. Then additional choices during each now moment will become available. As you progress, that deep connection with spirit becomes more real, more than ever before in remembrance. Some may think at this point in their light body awakening they are progressing so fast they will soon be finished and state, therefore I might as well do what I want to do. That is fine, because you're beginning to realize you are in charge and can have all the fun you can imagine. You're striving towards finding your divine purpose for being on earth. Eighth stage of light body awakening accelerates the desirable changes in your pituitary and pineal glands. These glands become larger and change shape. When this process begins to hurt and the pain of headaches becomes excessive, talk to your higher self and pain body and ask for the changes to be slowed down. Talk to your pain body and let it know everything will soon be okay. Then ask, just please reduce my pain. Some may prefer a big headache for a day, while others prefer to have small headaches for several weeks. One solution is to talk with the brain and ask the question, brain, can you please release endorphins to help reduce my pain? While you're talking with your body parts, request that all of your glands work together as a team. Gradually, you progress through the eighth stage of light body awakening. Your brain begins to increase in size. As the brain increases in size, it must expand towards the soft spot at the top of the head. It pushes upward because the thick skull bones on the sides restrict the expansion in other directions. As the brain pushes upward, the shape of the head takes on the appearance of a rounded cone. Your head becomes cone-shaped and justifies the use of the term cone head. If you watch Star Trek, you may recognize the physical characteristics of the cone head. Even on the street, if you look closely, you may see some cone heads. It may be in your best interest to accept your beautiful new cone head and the balding process. Also realize that your hair follicles will gradually cease to produce hair as you proceed through these changes, and a balding can be anticipated. Some have rebelled at the thought of becoming a bald cone head. One individual stated, I had no idea that during the ascension process my head would become cone shaped. It may be in your best interest to accept your new cone head and the balding process. You could reassure your mind by making the encouraging statement, I like the beautiful features of my new cone head. As the eighth stage activation continues, three small seed crystals form within the head region. Two of these crystals are located over the brows. The third seed crystal is just below the hairline, right above the nose. A fourth crystal, called the receiver crystal, forms on the right side of your head, 1.5 inches above the ear. The receiver crystal will be capable of receiving masses of information from several sources. For example, the crystal can retrieve information about your educational experiences during incarnations on many different planets. Once the receiver crystal becomes functional, information from the recorder crystal will be downloaded. You may suddenly have all this information flooding in and wonder where it's coming from. Now you have some idea of where all these are stored, thought forms you previously created have been. They are being downloaded to help you better understand how all those experiences have led you to this historical point in your evolution. New thought forms flooding into your consciousness can help you make wise choices about your current activities. When previous experiences flood in, new pathways are being created within the brain to help various translations of information received. In addition, the changes will help hook up new pathways for using your multidimensional mind. By accessing the multidimensional mind, you begin to understand you can be anywhere and do anything. Another understanding that will be quite helpful is to tap into information about the functional efficiency of your communication skills. As these new brain pathways are opened up, colors, various tones, geometric forms, bands of light, and shapes of letters, and other spirit communication symbols will become evident. When you begin this process, go back and carry out the unified chakra technique for stabilization. Then ask those symbols be translated into usable thought forms for greater understanding. These thought forms can be converted into a language for mental communication. As a result, your functional activities will proceed without a logical reason. In addition, you will realize there is nothing planned for as the result of a so-called need. Rather, those activities you experience will occur within the now. They will occur because you want them to, without any reason or perceived need. That's living in the now, as described in the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. One sign that you're reconnecting to your multidimensional being is that people around you do not understand what you're doing, since your energy fields have changed and are changing. Frequently, it is very difficult for them to keep up and connect with your changes. Those individuals who in the past connected for purposes of coercion or manipulation or codependency drop away fast. You're no longer operating within the duality state of consciousness that they are in. The eighth level of light body awakening is one of the most transformative levels. Everything is changing fast, and you may find yourself taking rhyme, unable to talk, or talking backwards. As you practice using a new language, information is being stored within your new DNA encodements. Your sensory system, brain, and nervous system, all these systems are being upgraded to process larger quantities of information previously unavailable. To supply energy for these changes, a new internal fifth dimensional circulatory system called the axial system is in the process of forming. As the formation of the new axial system precedes a process that began in the third stage of light body awakening, a kickover point occurs. When this occurs, there will be a final connection merging of the axial system with the autonomic nervous system. This change triggers the new axial system that is replacing your circulatory system. The new axial system will carry out many new functions you will gradually need to utilize along with this significant upgrade of the circulatory system. Your group mind becomes more functional. As a result, the group mind begins to harmonize each individual's efforts to create unity of purpose. The ninth stage of light body awakening. If you've been chosen to graduate and ascend to the new earth, light body awakening and activation is a requirement. Ninth stage of light body awakening begins when the tonal languages become recognizable, are more coherent and functional as a usable language. Your spirit is using these languages to shift the sixth dimensional structure of your new blueprint into a new template for your fifth dimensional light body. Simultaneously, your seventh dimensional structures are shifting into alignment with your oversoul. Your new alpha omega structures are opening around and within your physical body. As a result, additional high frequency energies are flowing in. These changes relate to your fifth, sixth dimensional etheric structures that are being coordinated with the seventh dimensional oversoul alignment. As this process proceeds, your body may change shape. You may become taller, a lot thinner, larger, or you may grow wings. This occurs when you begin to realize you have other body types or forms that are not human-like. As a result, you begin to integrate non-human identities into your human identity. Obviously, this stage of light body awakening brings together many aspects and levels that make up your new reality. Remember, these processes of light body awakening are not optional. If you have incarnated on Earth and chosen to graduate and ascend to the new Earth, light body awakening and activation is a requirement. Therefore, remind yourself how important these preparations are. As you go through the ninth stage of awakening, you experience a powerful shift into knowing your multidimensional self. You are becoming the master that you know you are. You came to Earth to experience duality and all the associated challenges. As you proceed through the light body awakening and activation stages, you realize you have mastered the limitations and separations experienced in duality. As you reflect, give thanks for all of the many exciting challenges that propelled you forward towards the new Earth. Now the game is shifting to a new way of life called heaven on Earth. Great job, fellow travelers. We are going to make the transition. Once you complete the ninth stage, you will only have three more stages in order to complete your light body awakening and activation. Here, in the ninth stage, you begin your final surrender to the spirit. Gradually, you will discover you do not control anything on a personal level. You will realize that throughout all your incarnations, you were a divine component part of the spirit in action. All along, your spirit, higher self, and soul had control of all previous activities. These spiritual components even made plans for your graduation and ascension. Spirit has designed everything so that you could regain your capabilities as a divine instrument. Your soul has recorded those happenings as a loving companion all along your journey. when you realize that this change is for real, the persistent ego self is dissolved and a final awakening takes place. This series of experiences is both ecstatic and painful. All of these experiences have been what you have been working toward and waiting for during multiple lifetimes. Yet when you arrive at this gateway, the portal of the fifth dimensional state of consciousness, it can be frightening. The joy and ecstasy that exists beyond the ninth stage of light body awakening, that is, all of the new realities that exist on the other side of the portal, will be worth all of the effort. The coming joys of experiencing graduation and ascension are beyond description in any known language. Many who are listening to this are working through the ninth stage of light body awakening. To go beyond this point in your historical journey, it will be important to surrender at every level of your being and let go of the I self as you think of it and understand it. Let the illusions held by the ego self fade away as you awaken to your magnificence and divine capabilities. Then the survival fears will drop out. They become unimportant. You will feel more centered and calmer than ever before. As you strengthen your connection to your oversoul and multidimensional self, you will feel more connected with the source energy, the I am that I am presence. The last stages of light body awakening are called the spiritual levels. Within these levels, all of your energy fields become completely unified. Your new chakra system will be fine-tuned, and you'll soon have chakras up through the 14th chakra. Then you will become fully connected to the Christ Oversoul Consciousness, also called Unity Consciousness, at every level of your being. 10th stage of light body awakening becomes quite evident when you begin to manifest the divine teaching and or masterful capabilities of an avatar. For example, you can be exactly where you want to be, when you want to be. You have the capability to teleport and manifest through your thoughts. You become fully conscious of being a part of everything. You feel a part of all that is. You complete many spiritual connections and functions from your vastness, a vastness that the angels call all that is, connected to the God-Goddess within. As a result, you take on a closer relationship with your higher self. You sense a level of awareness that encompasses planetary consciousness, understands the deepest part of the human consciousness, and taps into the complex human genetic consciousness. Within the 10th state of light body awakening and activation, you will have activated your DNA encodements. As a result, you will have an unlimited number of choices. It is up to you to choose the most appropriate combination of choices and experiences for your continued journey. One important choice is to make sure your Merkaba light body is upgraded to the crystalline 8 points Merkaba in 2010-10-10, or the 20-point star Merkana in 2011, or the 24-point star Merkara in 2012. The Archangel Metatron in the workshops called the Metatronic Keys will describe these new light body structures. Check out my episode on the Merkaba. It's much more advanced than that at this point. And as you progress to the 10th state of light body awakening, your old Merkaba vehicle designed for the electromagnetic field surrounding the Earth will be upgraded. Through a recreative process, the Merkaba will change into a crystalline Merkava light body, then into a Merkana light body, and then into a crystalline bioplasma Merkara light body. Each of these increasingly complex light bodies will be designed for a specific purpose. For more details about the structural features of these light body patterns, check out the website earth-keeper.com. Within the book Physical Body Ascension to the New Earth by Robert Pettit, it says, if you have been on Earth or a related planet for at least 13,000 years, your Merkaba energy field has probably become dormant. A majority of the 1,000 plus individuals within Subtle Energy Research Program were advised to activate their Merkaba light body many years ago. Most did activate the energy body, and a large number have maintained it through the years. If you're unaware of the importance of the Merkaba light body upgrade sequence, now is the time to do some diligent study on the subject. The new second Merkava is a subtle energy vehicle that will reconnect you to the multidimensional angelic component part. That angelic part was released during the fall when you shifted to the lower third, fourth density. As you learn how to work with your Merkava, you have the ability to visit planets in other solar systems and many different universes. During these visits, you will become familiar with the creation of other source systems. As a result, an understanding of how they have evolved will become evident. Also, upon your return from these journeys, you will bring back many exciting possibilities to continue your conscious expansion. Once your Merkava is functional within the matter world and the Merkana functional in the antimatter world, the old Merkava has become obsolete. The Merkana, scheduled to be activated in 2012, is a phase 3 Christo bioplasmic subtle energy auric light body. The activation of your Merkana and your becoming familiar with its functional features is very important. The energy system will be required for your graduation and ascension to the fifth dimensional state of consciousness. The more you work with your Merkana, the greater energy you can carry. Thus, you will need to learn how to control that energy. This will require mental balance and self-discipline. With the development of your Mirvana light body, you will gain the ability to navigate within the higher dimensions, and in so doing, you can freely access greater consciousness levels of your multidimensionality. This magnificent Merkara vehicle will allow you to move through illusions of space-time and dimensions. Coherent crystal light energy can be projected out from the body of a master Merkara healer through their hands. By beaming these coherent light emanations into a patient's body, balance can be restored. The phenomena called channeling also functions with the features of the Merkara light body. A large percentage of the channeling is an enhanced connection with the higher self or divine self, ascended high self. Archangels and ascended masters do in fact communicate with certain channels and teachers, but the great majority of conscious mediums are channeling their own higher selves. The famous channel Edgar Cayce channeled Ra Ta, his ascended higher self. A magnificent world is within your grasp, and understanding as you activate your crystalline light body and learn to understand how to use your many unique features. The above paragraphs may be somewhat complicated and difficult to understand. When your consciousness is ready to understand, your higher self will explain everything in terms you can understand. Just make connections and listen to the small voices within. The ask and ye shall receive directive is the key to your knowing and understanding. An event that is beyond comprehension of the human intellect will take place at the time of ascension. The angels, archangels, extraterrestrials, and ascended masters will hook together all the Merkava vehicles created through the forms that are being built to assist Earth. And once they're all hooked together, they will surround planet Earth, when this multiple energetic light body structure will form a planetary light body. This planetary Merkava light body will help planet Earth to finalize her ascension to the higher fifth dimension. As that process takes place, the third dimension planet Earth will be placed in a stasis period, described in more detail in other books, of approximately 2 years for cleansing. And during the stasis, the third dimension Earth will be phased out, and you'll awaken to a new Earth within the fourth, fifth dimensions. The old third dimension parallel Earth has been so damaged by human activities for several thousand years, it is now scheduled to go through a cleanup and renewal phase. For additional understanding of these important changes, I recommend enrollment in the classes termed the Metatronic Keys. These classes held by James Tiberon have been designed from information channeled by Archangel Metatron and are available at earth-keeper.com. Follow the shift ascension event. The ascended masters will work together and become directors and navigators to coordinate the required adjustments to place the solar system within a multiple star system with two suns. Then we will have additional opportunities to create a completely new pathway of evolution. A binary solar system, one with two suns, has many unique features. Those additional features will offer untold opportunities and pleasures in the future. Those opportunities become available after Earth arrives in its new location. A majority, two-thirds of the solar system in the Milky Way galaxy are binary or multiple star systems. This binary planetary system is composed of a pair of stars held together by their mutual gravitational attraction. These two suns revolve around the common center of mass. Check out my previous episodes where it's discussed in both Dolores Cannon and in the Law of One as Jupiter as being a component of the Logos, meaning the sun, meaning that Jupiter is meant as sort of a backup light bulb, and that could be lit up as a new sun, just like in the story 2001 Space Odyssey, which is really about the awakening of a second sun. 11th stage of light body awakening. This 11th stage is where you will make your final decision to stay within your new crystalline light body and ascend with it to the fifth density new Earth. Many may ascend ahead of the planet in their fourth density body in 2012, and many may have done so, and function as an advanced crew to prepare for the mass ascension that is to follow. Others may leave and proceed for other destinations. And once you have your Merkava, Merkana, and Merkara vehicles perfected, you should have your axiotational lines coordinated, spin points cleared, and new chakra system in place. Then you'll have the capability to make many new choices about your future destination. The axiotonal energy lines positioned across your bodies are a structural part of your new crystalline light body. These energy patterns are similar to the ley lines of planet Earth. These axiotonal lines are also connect you with other star systems and other universes. Each axiotonal line is positioned along energy lines called acupuncture meridians that connect to energy points called spin points. As the new energy flow patterns become functional and new genetic codes have been activated, a completely new fifth dimensional circulatory system will have become active. As energy flows in through those spin points, the internal metabolic systems take on a juvenile pattern, as a result trigger the repair and creation of a new body part. As you proceed through the 11th stage of light body awakening, all of your new body structures will gradually be put firmly in place and then fully activated. Another significant change that most humans are aware of is the illusion that time is speeding up. From a third dimensional aspect, time is collapsing and at some point will appear to become simultaneous. That is, there will be no time. As time collapses, your sensing system will phase in and out. Sometime you'll think you are everywhere at once in the now, and at other times you'll think that you are back on a timeline. And as you get used to this going back and forth in this phasing pattern, you'll gradually understand that in reality there is no time. You'll realize that the concept of a past and future life is an illusionary joke designed to help facilitate third density creative activities. All of your lives in reality have been and always will be lived simultaneously. Even your parallel lives on other planets are being lived now. Since you have made the choice to awaken and activate your light body in all of your parallel realities, you have affected every life your oversoul has helped bring into existence. In fact, that decision to awaken your crystalline light body is even more powerful than anyone can imagine. One person choosing to become light affects everyone on the planet across all illusionary time and across all parallel realities. There are other 8 million light workers now on planet Earth. Can you imagine what effect they as a group are having upon every human on Earth? As a group, they can do anything as long as they follow the direction of their higher self spiritual connection. Then as they utilize love as their motivating factor for light body activation, these light workers will trigger the most dramatic change in Earth's history. Within the 11th awakening stage, you will operate more closely with your God-Goddess self within. Your God-Goddess may help you receive and review the events during your awakening and activation activities. You may be reminded of the headaches, flus, and other pains. Then you can rejoice that you survived those years of tribulation. Your God-Goddess will now remind you it is payoff time. Because of your dedication and persistence, you have arrived to where you can do anything you desire as you manifest your original divine plan. Exercise care, since thoughts manifest very quickly. A continual series of thoughts could propel you in different directions excessively fast. Another lesson. Many humans have come to planet Earth at this specific now event with specific skills and willingness to be of service to others. Your talents are required right now. As you listen to these words, step up and be counted as one who has awakened their light body to be of service to others. Then ask, what can I do to help with the shift? Through your conscious activities, along with millions of others, you now have the power to help create the new earth, a heaven on earth. The 12th stage of light body awakening is where you seek out that area of service where your talents will be allowed to link you with other like-minded individuals to make a united difference. There will soon be a need for your talents to help design and participate in organized patterns of government, education, service, to help create an environment for continuous spiritual evolution on the new earth. As the new earth completes its transition to fourth density, and you evolve to fourth or fifth density, spiritual communities will be created. These communities will be located in safe regions on the earth. Your talents will be needed to help set up those new communities. Throughout your many incarnations, you have made multitudes of choices. Those choices related to different parallel possibilities that were dedicated by functions of mind. Obviously, some of those choices following the guidance from your higher self by listening to the spirit voices within. All of those possibilities and parallel realities still exist and are scattered in the Akashic records of your many lifetimes. All of those records will become available for your review as you ascend. Once you reach the 12th stage of light body awakening and activation, all of your parallel possibilities will be merged into one file. Each of those now points, such as those games, challenges, events, opportunities, fun times, are all part of the file. All of those many events were illusions that were part of your creator school activities. Those illusionary activities carried out within the third density earth have helped you evolve spiritually. As you ascend with your new crystalline light body, there will be no need to continue carrying all of those illusionary so-called previous activities and thought forms in your physical body, emotional body, mental body, or your heart. Likewise, you will have no desire to take all of your third dimensional illusionary creatures with you. All the keepsakes, money, cars, houses, churches, factories will remain upon third dimension earth and be recycled for another reality realm. When you awaken and follow spirit, you'll be able to create your new realities. Moreover, remember that all earlier choices will have merged and been placed within one large file. You'll begin your new fifth dimensional state of consciousness with a clean slate for all of your future nows. As you complete light body awakening and activation stages 11 and 12, you will have prepared your consciousness for a graduation, an ascension, an ongoing sequence of events. The 12th stage light body activation was related to the final activation of a divine plan for planet Earth. The old third density and third dimension for Earth will be closed out as Earth ascends along with those who choose to ascend with her. Completion of your light body awakening and activation will help you face the upcoming Earth changes during the shift with calmness. These preparations will assist you in riding out the evolutionary waves of change instead of being submerged by them. A word of caution or warning is in order. Once you've completed your light body awakening and activation procedures up through stage 12, avoid allowing a healer or energy worker to adjust your energy patterns. There's good evidence that they could inadvertently damage your energy system. Obviously, they may not be intentional, but because you are unaware of your crystalline light body status and the significant differences in the way your bodies are aligned, it would be possible to damage some of your new energy patterns. That damage could eventually be corrected. However, the effort and procedures required could slow your spiritual evolution. Once you've reached crystalline light body status, there will be very little need to obtain assistance from another energy worker on Earth. There may be a few exceptions to this statement. Therefore, check with your God Goddess within you and your higher self before receiving assistance to avoid any additional challenges. My higher self would like to thank you for interest in reading and about and working through the light body awakening and activation sequence. And so we now have a full description of the 12 stages of the light body awaken. Take this for what you think. It is channeled information, but it's important information to have if it's true. And it goes along with what we've learned before. If we make it our intention that we want to awaken this new double activated body, check out the episode on DNA activation and also the mention in the Law of One material of the dual activated body. I believe that this is a part of that process, and this information elaborates and goes on in further detail of the changes that may exist within your body and in the development and evolution that you go through towards this ascension as you move to the new earth. This gives you the information that you may need. If you're experiencing headaches or diarrhea or changes in your energy, these things may just be a part of the process and the changes that you're experiencing. Take it in stride and keep on expanding your light, being able to bring in light and be of service to others and allow for your body to change and understand the change that's happening. Continue your meditation and connection with the one true God, all that is, that you're connecting to. Continue to take away that separation from the one God. And as you do this, your crystal body will actually awaken. It's your choice. It's a choice that you have. And if you choose, you can choose this new light body and you can move to the new level. And you've waited for 75,000 years. Why not do it? And you can do it now. I'd love to get your comments. Have you gone through any of these changes or adjustments in your light body? Tell me about them. Tell me if you disagree with these different stages of development. If you think that there's a better system of discussion for the change in your body, I want to know about it and we'll talk about it and discuss it. This is just for discussion and education. If any of it does not align with what you believe, then just forget about it. This is just information and you can pick and choose what helps you, and it's just information to have. that we are going through these changes. We continue to talk about the new earth, and this we can add to our new earth encyclopedia of understanding. In any case, all episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.